Good morning. Grace and peace to you from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. For the last 12 years, I have been serving as a missionary to the Arab immigrants, Muslim and Christian, in the state of Texas. Beside my teaching at Baylor University, with my missionary activity, I also lead Bible studies at different churches about Islam in the state of Texas and other states. And also for the last 4 years, I have been teaching here summer courses as a visiting professor at Concordia Seminary. Through these courses, we go through the teaching of Islam and how Islam started, and the Islamic interaction or Islam interaction with a Christian. But again, it all boiled down, all this activity with our Muslim brothers and sisters, it all boiled down to one point. How do we share the gospel with our Muslim brothers and sisters? Our activity is about what Jesus commanded us before he was lifted to heaven. Go, preach, disciple, baptize all nation, including Muslim, in the name of the Father, the Son, and Holy Spirit. That's what I do here with my students at the course. We go through a lot of things, but again, I ask them to write a summary. What do we learn? How do we share the gospel with our Muslims, neighbor, friends that are around us? And so what is the Great Commission? The Great Commission contains one primary central command. That is the imperative, make disciples. With three participles, go, baptize, and teach. And so the imperative explains the central thrust of this commission, while the participles describes aspect of this process. God is commanding us to make disciples. How do we make disciples? By going, baptizing, and teaching. In this verse, Matthew is giving us what I call it a manual of discipleship. Jesus' Great Commission is an outward, inward, and upward looking. The Great Commission obviously looks outward because of its impelling missionary thrust to make disciples of all nations. The world out is there, lost and dying without the Savior. Jesus' final Great Commission makes sure that we do not become ingrown and complacent or cold-hearted. We must look outward and bring the good news of the gospel of the kingdom of heaven to all nations. The Great Commission also is an inward looking because it speaks to the ongoing transformations of those who have become disciples of Christ. Individual disciples consider their own personal discipleship transformation as they are united in baptism to Jesus and to his community of faith. And as they yield their obedience to all that Jesus commanded, only through this obedience, only this obedience produces transformation in the likeness of Christ. It is also an outward looking or upward looking. The Great Commission also speaks about upward discipleship. Discipleship is to have only the risen and ascended Jesus as Master, Teacher, and Lord. No other masters can ever supplant Jesus, and we must never consider ourselves to be masters of any other disciple. This is one of the radical departure of Jesus' form of discipleship from other form of ancient world. What makes this possible is that Jesus promised to be with us always, to the very end of the age. Matthew's gospel assures us that we walk with Jesus through this world and in this age, and he continually provides for us the examples of life and the guidance of his word, and the supply of his power to transform continually our life from inside out until he comes again in power and glory. And so I mentioned three words: inward, upward, and outward. If we close our eyes for a moment and visualize these three words, we can see the cross. Mission is all about the cross. On the cross, we see human inability to save themselves. And at the same time, we can see God's response to human inability by reaching out to us and dying on the cross to lift us up to heaven. So mission, discipleship, is simply to point people to the cross. In my case, I always, when we start the Bible study, I quote the verse from the letter to the Corinthian, when Paul says, "For the message of the cross is foolishness for those who are perishing, and for us is the power of God." In case of Islam, where I work as a missionary, it is the same thing for Muslim. The message of the cross is foolishness. It is blasphemy for them. But for us, is the power of God. That's what mission is. To pointing Muslim, Buddhist, everybody to the cross. Dialogue, mutual respect, love, understanding, spiritual emulation are all meant to take place in the world that is torn by wars and hostility. For us Christian, it means that reaching out to Muslim and other people. And this reaching out to other can many times makes us vulnerable and suffering. The highest form of dialogue will always be the cross, not as a dogma, but as a mystery which we cannot avoid. Through the reality of dialogue, the Spirit of God brings us back to the imitation of Christ in his life and his death, which is the essence of church's mission. The Great Commission of Matthew calls us as a community and individual to take the gospel to all nations. But how can we do that effectively? Do I need to go to Concordia St. Louis for 4 years to learn how to share the gospel? No, I don't need to do that. First, it is a privilege to be witness of Christ. A witness, in the technical sense, is someone who has seen the raised Jesus and know about the gospel. And through our baptism, you and I became part of God's mission. When we were baptized, we were put to death. We died. God wanted our sinful nature to be put to death so that he could live in us, or to put it even better, we could live in him. Living out our baptism is by itself participation in God's mission. It is considered a great privilege when we live in Christ. You and I are a new person. No greater or more wonderful things could happen to you and me in Christ than the life that will never end. So through baptism, we are already privileged to be part of God's mission. The second thing we remember always, that we do not share Christ by ourselves. Jesus has provided his Spirit, who indwells in us, to help us make sense of his gospel. Jesus gives us promise, "I will be with you." That's what we carry with us when we go and share the gospel. Jesus has given us faith. Sometimes we might not feel like our faith is perfect, but still, it is something given to you by God. Christ has given us new life. Christ was the first missionary to you, bringing you the hope you have, the faith you have. He is the one who sees us through the day when we don't feel that we can make it. He is the one who keeps us going even when we feel like giving up. Jesus is our great missionary. And you and I and the whole church are already part of God's mission. Amen.